Welcome to the Ross, L and Luke Show. We're Aussie blokes, we're dads, and we're entrepreneurs. Between us, we've made a lot of mistakes and learned a few things about life, love, relationships, and business. And we're here to share those with you. You may get three different perspectives, or you may get one universal agreement. But whatever you take away from today, you can be guaranteed we enjoyed delivering it to you.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Well,
you know what, I love how even though that intro is canned, it always sounds slightly different. Like, how do you do that?
It depends on the day.
I rattle the can.
It's good though. Yeah, you might have a somber intro. G'day, Ross and Luke. Yeah, sunshine's out.
Well, expect it to actually be canned soon. I'm intending to do that just to save on recording time.
So if you're listening to this and you believe that the intro is now canned, say hello.
Send us your spam. It's going to have pump up music behind it. Pots and pans. Yeah?
It could very well have some pots and pans.
It's got to.
Ooh. It's got to, does it?
It just has to. Yeah, next level. So.
Awesome. So I'll leave that with you.
You're going to record the backing track?
Oh, look, you know, audio is not my strong suit, but yeah, I'm more of an ideas man.
Ah.
Yeah, if I have to. That's cool.
Excellent. So just for the feedback, our email address is rossllluke@gmail.com. Fancy, awesome Gmail account there. So rossallluke@gmail.com.
All right, very cool.
Yeah. And just before we started, hit the record button, we were talking about why you've been reading a book.
Yes.
There, Luke.
Mm. Yes, I have. Yeah, start with Why. By Simon Sinek. So obviously you guys are familiar with him,
mm-hmm.
And anyone else out there. So I have read it before, which I said to you guys, or listened to it before. It's sort of second time round. But yeah, it becomes more apparent, you know, as life goes on that you wonder why, and it's not like why do I do this or why do I do that. It's just like starting with the why, you know, like getting excited about life and what you do, and obviously that's something that can carry you through that's sustainable. And our why in the business as well is, it was probably pricked last week, we spoke a couple of times about, you know, not only the statement of why, but it was to inspire companies to love their brand. And you know, I thought, oh, I'll put the hairs up on my, you know, on my arms. And then I thought about it a bit more, and it kind of feels right. But you know, this book probably expands a bit more on, you know, that carries through the full, you know, breadth of the company, through staff, the culture, you know, carries through, you know, legacy, you know, the why, and a lot of, you know, examples of businesses that have failed to get clear on their why, or gone away from it, and how they've sort of just failed, you know, in a sense, or not been the same businesses that they were. So, yeah, really interesting.
Imagine a world with children understanding why they're here.
Yeah.
Imagine the difference in that world from where we are now.
Well, and definitely the learning that, I mean, it's sort of an organic process with kids. You've got to do to learn, right? But there's certain, I believe there's certain information out there that's probably key in life to just get ahead, right? Whatever that means. Reading, writing, selling, being persuasive, and ideas. That's, you know, my perspective on it. But yeah, digging deep and thinking about your purpose and why. And my last session with our kinesiologist, she said you need to think about your purpose and your why, and your vision and your mission, and you know, for 6 weeks every day, 20 minutes. Yeah, so 20 minutes a day for 6 weeks. Yeah. So
what's the intended outcome of that process?
Probably just to throw some probably directed time at it, like just consciously, you know, throw some time at it. So I have been doing it.
Right. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels, kind of feels.
That's awesome, man. I can't wait to do it myself.
Listen up, well, I feel enthused, but I'm in a place of, you know, probably the unknown. So to be brutally honest, it's that feeling that you're like, well, what I've always done, I'm quite comfortable with, but I know there's some areas that I'm not happy with in life that don't make me feel good.
Okay, great book for you to read if you haven't read it is What Got You Here Won't Get You There.
It kind of just makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, you just said it. Just, but if you want and another book, it's a great one.
Yeah,
that,
cool.
On that topic.
Well, I'll add that to my list.
And the nub of it from when I read it, this is my understanding, was it's actually doubly powerful because when we have a level of success, then we think sometimes and often we think, oh, well, I've got the answers.
Yeah.
So we actually end up trapped in a low achievement state compared to what's possible for us.
Yeah.
And so it's about letting go of that low achievement state and allowing the highest achievement, which can come, as I believe, can come in any moment.
Yeah.
And does come in every moment as long as we're ready for it.
Yeah, and that's so true. You don't want to shut yourself down, you know, to what's possible. So, yeah, I agree in that. And feeling, so just feeling. I watched a doco, it was a Dr. Dre and a producer. And, you know, Dr. Dre is a really interesting person and he feels. He says, if it don't feel right, I don't do it.
Mm.
Yeah? Or I move away from it. And I'm like, fuck. It's so innate, organic and natural.
Mm.
And it potentially has got him into some trouble or he's gone through some hard times, but he's also, very, just feel it. And I'm like, yeah. So the why, the feeling, you know, really sort of tuning in is helping me to discover life's purpose, potentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love the saying, you might know that verbatim, Ross. Something along the lines of our life's purpose is to determine our life's purpose and then do it with all our heart.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
And it's widely attributed to Buddha, but my research shows it's nothing to do with Buddha.
Yeah.
So regardless, it's a brilliant concept.
Yeah, I like it.
Because I went from that. I had a guy who I would never expect to learn this from, but that's why in any moment we can learn, took me from discovering my purpose to deciding what it was.
Yeah. Getting clear on it.
Well, you know what? There's no fucking difference. There's none. When we decide, we've discovered it.
Yeah.
And as long as we're prepared to let it change, it's okay.
Yeah.
So many people go through life not doing anything, like just kind of basically sitting on the couch doing nothing because they're waiting for that moment of clarity where they discover their why.
Well, no better. I was still waiting.
Yeah.
I waited 25 years to land on my head.
Just going to come along and tap you on the shoulder.
Sure, but you weren't doing nothing, waiting
for it. Correct, I wasn't. So I'm not saying it's as the same, as bad. However, it's not necessarily a lot better because it was painful.
All right.
I caused my own pain by waiting for something that was never going to arrive. So I'm grateful that I learned to just make a decision while acting.
Yeah.
Make the decision, act, test the result, taste good, swallow some more, taste shit, spit it out and don't drink it again kind of thing. It's bloody simple.
Yeah.
I heard a really great quote recently that someone shared. It's easier to change the direction of a moving vehicle. Like you can't change, if you're standing still, you can't change direction. But if you're moving, you can go any direction you want.
And that is backed by physics, by science.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Which is why it's a great analogy.
Mm. Yeah.
So you can, you know, the amount of work it takes to fire up a human being that is doing nothing is enormous. To change the direction of a human being that's moving is really easy. It's just a choice and away they go. Like they're already moving and they just move just as equally fast in that direction. Whereas if you go from standstill to wanting to go somewhere, it takes a lot of work.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Mm. So if you're sitting around doing nothing and you want to have purpose in your life, just pick something. It doesn't matter. Close your eyes, scribble something on a piece of paper, open your eyes, see what it looks like, and just go do that.
Feel it.
Yeah.
Yep. Feel it.
Yeah, start small. Yeah, and you've got to put it out there. I think, yeah, we spoke a while ago about, you know, my interest in health and, you know, just health in general, spiritual side of things, looking after yourself. And, yeah, I had a conversation with some people in that sort of space, and it was interesting. You know, and you know, I said, well, who would pay me $5,000 to sit in front of a bunch of their staff members and speak to them about health and well-being and sleep and spirituality? Yep. And they're like,
yep,
we would. And I'm like, well, that's a good sign. Yeah. And I said, because it kind of interests me, you know, and all the stuff that, that, you know, they're into as well. And it was just interesting. It was a good conversation around that. So again, discovering the why. And I don't talk to a lot of people about the why. But they said, what else you got going on this week? And I said, oh, just quietly, I've been sort of discovering all things, you know, about my why and deep inner thinking. And they're like, oh, tell me more. So we're just talking, and then, you know, discover that this is a couple that run a really successful business that were just talking about their why the night before and how that they've lost a, you know, a little bit of sight, and, you know, you can feel the grind of the business. And I'm like, like, so, you know, you really, you're on the same sort of page. And yeah, it's a really good conversation. You know, we all go through the same struggles, but you wouldn't think it when you met them. Yeah. So it's that old thing of people put the walls up and everything's great. But as soon as you, you know, it's great to show a bit of vulnerability, because as soon as you do, you have a deep connection. You know, and we established that. I said, you're great people. I said, I could walk into a room full of 1,000 people, come over here, gravitate towards you and have a conversation, and I'm happy. So that's life for me, you know, as opposed to having, you know, this, not non-genuine conversations, but conversations that don't interest me. And we came up with an idea for an app similar to Tinder. Where are the interesting people that are, you know, are into self-help and health and coaching? They're over there, cool, so I'll go to there and talk, right? And then we're like, cool, wow. That's really cool. Someone's got to be building that. And then someone said, but yeah, but what about all those interesting things that, you know, when that scenario where you thought something of a person before even meeting them, that was completely different. And you learned something completely new from someone you thought you would never speak to in your life. And I said, yeah, dang, it's flawed.
Can I make an observation about you?
Yeah.
From my perception.
Yes.
So it relates to this a little bit. So I first met you in a room that Ross and I were running a small workshop in.
Yes, correct.
And I had immediate perceptions about you based on who I met.
Okay, yeah.
I was at the point though in my life, this is only earlier this year,
yeah,
to the point in my life though where I know that whatever my perceptions are, they don't matter.
Yes.
And whatever my perceptions are, they're going to be accurate to a degree.
Yeah.
If they're in my head, not much.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If there's a kind of, if it's attached to a feeling and stuff, very much so, right?
Yeah.
And one thing I keep hearing in what you're saying, and I don't know if it's me, maybe it is, what I keep hearing is you're going to take some step into spirituality. You're going to take a step, a big step that you haven't taken.
Yeah.
I feel like you've taken it a long time ago. That's how I feel.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, in fact, I would go as far as saying I feel like you've always been there. And it's only your belief that
suggests
you're not.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
I reckon if you and I sat down and compared how we live our lives, you are going to smash me for conscious, you know, ritual, all these things.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking lazy when it comes to that.
Yeah,
my yes version. No. My version of what he's just said to you is that you've seen something and you've stepped into it, and now on the journey of discovering how it shows up for you.
Yeah.
So you're still kind of in that space of learning about it, but it's alive for you. Is what I would say Al's seeing is that it's alive for you, and that you're kind of in this place, being, and it's the being really. You're being that rather than so. It's not like a learning. There's a learning that's going on for you in the journey, but it's the being that Al's seeing.
Let me put it to you this way. If I had to choose 20 people, I don't know what the right number is, but let's say I had to choose 20 people to just walk west and defeat whatever comes our way, you'd be on my list. I wouldn't even hesitate. Man.
Yeah.
So, and it is, it's all about that. So Ross, I didn't get him at the start, but by then I got what he was saying. Totally agree with what he's saying. So it is about being. It's totally about being. And again, I've moved from, I still judge. Again, judgments come into my head, but I don't want to judge. So I don't, it's not where someone's at, is where they're at.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with me. And my opinion of it has nothing to do with them. However, what I need, what I want to the point of need, if you like, in my life, is people that are switched on. To the something bigger, that are prepared to have uncomfortable conversations, that are prepared to have ludicrous conversations, that are prepared to explore the stupidest possible fucking airy fairy shit known to man.
Yeah.
Because that is where our future is. That's where our everything better is. It's not in what we know.
No.
It's not in what we fucking touch and smell and taste every day. Yeah. That's great. I'm grateful for it.
Yeah.
That's not where tomorrow. and I'm not all about tomorrow either, but if I'm moving forward in time, if I'm moving forward in time and space, I want it to be with people that are excited about what might be out there.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good point that they talk about in the book as well, is that you need to move with people that, you know, are on board with your why as well.
Mm, yeah.
And, you know, it starts to make some easy decisions,
mm.
you know, for you mm. About the people that you hang around with. Yeah. But I appreciate what you said then, guys, as well, because I suppose for me as well, deep down, I'm a doer and I take the weight of the world on my shoulders too sometimes. And I, you know, it's all on me really, right? So that's the way I see it.
If you say so, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I'm just like, this is a dialogue in my head.
Good.
But I was starting to realise it's not. And what triggered that, my partner went away. She went away and did some work at a leadership course. And she said, I've written you a letter. And it was probably the nicest letter that anyone's ever written me ever. And I like
that's awesome.
The best film producer in the world, you know, couldn't have written it better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just what I needed to hear.
Mm. Nice.
And I still was a bit like, oh, that's awesome, you know? Like I was a bit, you know, because I love to open up and I do go deep, but it's more...
It's nice. It's amazing when someone else is either where you're at or even deeper.
Yeah. just feeling, not appreciated, but just, yeah, this is all the shit that I've been trying to do, you know?
Acknowledged,
like, yeah,
felt.
Yeah. And I know that it's not always apples and pears, as I say, but, you know, I really felt appreciated and supported. So I'm opening up that part of me that's out there to say, hey, bit of vulnerability. I can't do it all by myself. For me, I need to surround myself with people that are going to help me when I need it and keep me in check, you know, when I think I'm on track, but I'm not. So that stuff's important. And I've always never really opened that part of my life. So yeah, it was interesting. So I feel supported and loved in this moment, but also that letter that was only sort of last week, you know, sort of held dear to my heart. And I was like, it was really, yeah. And she's like, oh, I know I don't communicate much, but here it is. And I was like, this is like 10 years of my, holy shit. And she goes, but you tell me all the time that you love me and how much you do. And I said, yeah, because life's short, you know, I don't, anything could happen. I need you to know that, you know, I love you. And, you know, so that's cool.
Bingo.
So
there's something I don't do enough of.
Yeah.
And I know I don't do enough of it.
Maybe we all don't. Yeah. And that's.
Yeah. I don't acknowledge enough. Now I'm work as a coach and I know that I don't acknowledge people enough.
Yeah.
And I know what the mindset, you know, we talk about DISC, it's my DISC profile that kind of causes that for me. Like, I don't necessarily need it. Like, I love it. Like, someone gives me acknowledgement.
Yeah.
And, well, there used to be a part of me that would kind of reject it and go, don't give me praise. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But now that I don't have that bit that says, don't give me praise, I can accept praise. But I don't really need it. It's not something I need. But it doesn't mean I don't like it. So as a someone who doesn't need praise, it's not conscious for me to be giving it to other people a lot of the time.
Yeah. But
yeah, it's really important. You know, the more time I spend around people, the more I'm like, oh yeah, I need to give them more praise. So I need to have this little mechanism that kind of ticks in and goes, this person just needs some praise.
Like, and you're real, an awesome human. Real acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Real acknowledgement. Yeah.
You've got to be in their world when you give it to them. Their it can't world, just be gotta be oh yeah, you're cool, mate.
And it has
it's
to
it's gotta be in their world.
And it has to be something tangible that's not at all about you. Because that's part of why we hold back, I believe, is because we live in a world of, well, if I give you this, what will I get back?
Yeah.
So often compliments are used to get something, like it's reciprocity, it's the law of reciprocity being, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'd say that's part of it, that it doesn't always feel natural. Now it's all stories, so whatever. However, again, see, I, like I said earlier, we could sit down and compare notes on who's doing what every day and you're going to smash me. I just know that.
Yeah.
So my strengths are somewhere else. They're not in that I'm just soaking up everything I can to be better.
Yeah.
Mine are somewhere else, wherever that is.
Yeah.
So there's some things that you are already far better at, let's say, than some of the people that you think are doing well.
Yeah, but again, you're right. Like, I mean, it comes down to, for me, I think, and that's just my perspective, is health is everything, right? So if I can do anything in life to change how I feel at any point in time, it's my health, yeah? Mm-hmm. So, like, it's what I eat, how much sleep I get, hydration, stretching and gym. Now, I wasn't always like that, right? I just thought, yeah, cool. My body will just take whatever I throw at it until you get to a point you're like, God, I kind of look like a fat bloke, right? Had a mate who's like 40 and he's ripped and he's like, dude, you just poke him in the belly going, you're kind of fat. And I'm going, oh, no, he's all right. And then he worked with me for a couple of days side by side and he's going, dude, slow down when you eat. Like, what's the go? And what are you eating? You know, like, and I'm like, oh, God, I kind of felt. But there's a person who was around that just gave me what I needed at the time. And then he made it, and he made a comment once and he said, see that bloke over there? He's only 5 years or probably 5 or 10 years older than you. And he said, once you get to 100 kegs and over, you'll never come back from it. He goes, not true. I know it.
Yeah, I've been
because I go to the gym. I go to the gym twice a day, and here was the extreme. But I go to the gym twice a day, and I watch what I eat. And you know, I know how hard
it is.
At this point, at 40, and he goes, once you get over 40, mate, he goes, you're like that. You'll never come back from it. And he said, it's just riddled. You'll have inflammation, bad joints, be hard to get moving. Not to say that it's impossible, but he said it's like. You know,
don't
just
get
about
there.
Impossible.
Don't
get there. And that always resonated with me.
Well, but so at 39, I was there.
Yeah.
And before I peaked at 112 kilo.
Yeah.
In my 20s. And we traveled and we cycled and backpacked and whatever. And I came back at 79.
Wow.
Something like that. My peak has been 112. My adult dip has been 79.
Yeah.
And I've been above 100 three times as an adult. I'm there again now.
Yeah.
And I've been below twice as an adult. I'm third coming.
Yeah.
So, and I'm 47 now.
Yeah.
So 39, I started playing footy and I really made some changes. And another time I went on a whole foods diet. So I've done some unsustainable things.
Yeah.
Next time it's about sustainable for me.
Well, it is. It's got to be lifestyle. So it's going to be something that's achievable long term. So sustainable.
And desirable.
Yeah, and know that it's ebbs and flows. You're going to fall off the wagon. Like, I drank beer 3 nights last week, I felt a bit of pud. Maybe my trainer's on, you know. But, you know, I'm mostly good.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand that that's life. You know what I mean? And it's like the hardest habit, I'll tell you now, the hardest habit is the food consistently, which I reckon I've got down pat. So even on my worst day, I'm still eating really well.
That's great.
But going to the gym. So regularly turning up, I never miss it. I never do. I never make excuses unless I'm really sore. That, my friend, is the hard work, creating the habit to just be there. You're like, you get in your car, you drive out, you're there, you're just into it, and it's done. It's like, cool. So they're the really hard things to do, is creating that habit around eating and just getting there. So if you fall off the wagon after a week or two, or for a week or two, it's going to be a lot easier to get back on it, right? You know the drill.
Yeah.
It's ingrained. So I always say that to people.
Try not to fall off it for a week or two, because that's harder getting back on.
Oh, yeah.
The longer you're off it, that muscle of being on it gets weaker.
It does. Mm. But you can't beat yourself up. So I suppose that's my premise, that you go through life and you're doing really well, and then, you know, people can really be down on themselves. I'm not doing this. Huh? You're doing a great job. You look great. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So what if you had a day or two blowout? Fuck it, it's life. Enjoy yourself. Yeah. The only people
don't
that
feel
I
guilty
know that,
about enjoying life.
Yeah.
That was pointless.
And people that are strict, the only people I know that are strict, I can see it in their eyes. They're jealous of how much fun I had the night before. Yeah. Well, yes and no, but I'm telling them my stories and they're just going, what's he talking about? Yeah. And I'm going, well, yeah, it's probably not great for the body, but you know, but that's life, you know, I've experienced it. And
Don Tolman?
No, I haven't heard of him.
He might have a look for you. Yep. Whole Foods. He's basically all about Whole Foods.
Okay.
And he believes actually Whole Foods nutrition reduces your need for heavy exercise.
Yeah.
Whole food, vegetarian.
Well, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I've not got into it enough.
Vegetarian, yeah.
But the thing that I loved was he drinks beer every day.
Yeah.
As part of that. And he's in unbelievable shape. So
that was something I didn't know about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it ain't, so I agree, it's about what you put in. However, what we have is a lobby for everything.
Yes.
And many of them diametrically opposed. So you've got a yes, carbs are good lobby, no, carbs are bad lobby.
Yeah.
Yes, more protein, no protein.
Yeah.
Or animal protein. You know, there's just lobbies, and they both are convincing.
Yeah.
And so part of the problem is depth. So I, when I did Whole Foods and no alcohol and no caffeine,
yeah,
I do 5 to 6 hours no matter what sleep on average anyway. However, I felt a lot better at that point.
It's not enough.
And I was hitting the gym 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And I just had the Sunday off because someone told me it's better to have one day of rest. But yeah, I could have just kept going.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did that for 13 weeks.
Yeah.
And actually, that was, I got confused before. I lost 17 kilo in that 13 weeks doing that. And so, and again, the bit that was unsustainable, the two bits that were unsustainable for me were the limited food selection that I, because I don't go in and do all the research and prepare myself well. I just I go from this extreme to this extreme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
So it was like fruit, vegetables, nuts, legumes, kind of that was it.
So that's pretty strict. Yeah, it's a strict diet. So that's probably a good example of going one, like probably to the extreme.
That's right.
Utilize it for what it is. So if you're looking to alkalize the body, really take out the meat, give your body a break, you can look at fasting, keto diet, you know, high fats, you know, high protein, you know, minimize. The basics are, it's as simple as this. It's like minimize sugar.
Mm.
Yep. Your refined carbs. Mm. Yep. So your white breads and pastas.
Mm.
Eat as little processed food as you can. Yeah,
More processed, just equal bad.
Yeah.
Just go with that and you should be.
and that's the fundamentals. If you're eating three pizzas a week and you're eating stuff that's high in saturated fats and things like that, you're going to expect to feel slow and shit and gluggy. You know, I think they're the basics. But just, a bit of meat. Got to eat meat. That's for me. It's hard to train without it. But I do believe that the diet's really important. But also weights for me, bone density, strength. You know, I can visibly pick up. I can put a mate who I couldn't put over, you know, a year ago on the ground, you know, hold him over strength-wise because I focus on the core. Lots of pulling, pushing, lifting and squatting, but also introducing a bit more cardio now so I can run with my kids and play football. And they're going, he's not keeled over vomiting on the ground. Yeah, I can do an 800 run with my son who runs it pretty quick.
Wow.
And he's like, he's not going away. No, I'm not. But I'm not going to be able to last much longer. I have a good blow, but it's night and day compared to where I was 12 or even 18 months ago, where I had a bone bruising on the knee. I couldn't run.
Mm.
I was limping.
So there you go. I mean, that to me is the big takeaway that in only 18 months, you've gone from what sounds diabolical, you were hitting that middle age spread, to like.
Mm.
There is no limit again. That's awesome.
You've got to trust in yourself, and that's all it is. You know, someone says you've got a bad knee, go to the gym. It's like, well, I want to go to the gym, and better watch the knee. And I'm at the gym, and then 6 months later, he's like, "How's your knee?" And I'm going, "Oh yeah, And it's never given you trouble since. So there are lots of takeaways there.
Awesome. And one of the great things about that is that really brings us back to our why. if you haven't got your health. Your why is useless to you. I found my why, but I'm not going to live long enough to fulfill it.
Heart attack.
So that's another reason to just be grabbing anything and giving it your best shot. Because if you grab something and give it your best shot and you discover it's not your why, you probably discovered faster because you were doing something that was not your why. You're probably also closer to your why on average, because if that is the thing, then how much further along are you? So just grab something and go with it. It's your health. Go with that. You know it's the right thing to do. So just get up and do it. You don't know what your why is. That's cool. Just get up and do something for that as well. Fulfill on something that gives you meaning and purpose and makes you happy and fulfills your life.
Yeah.
And for anyone that hears this and is still scratching their head, reach out.
Yeah, we're having to answer some questions. If you give us an example of like what why was, I'm like totally. That. What was why? What are these talking about? Yeah. What are these people talking about? So, really, really good. Reach out. Happy to help.
And maybe, Ross, if you put the link on his YouTube video on Start With Why, Simon Sinek's, because that might help people as well.
As in get onto his...
Yeah, it's a good...
So when you publish this podcast, just put that, put his YouTube, the link to his...
Oh, to his...
Yeah.
Yeah,
to Simon's. Start With Why... presentation. Was that a TED talk?
It was a TED talk. Yeah. It's top notch.
So, and it's cool. It was simple, it was short. It's one of those ones to have in your kit to just watch every now and then to remind yourself.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah, definitely worth watching. There's a couple of videos of his that I really love. There's an interview that was done with him that I thought was awesome too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks guys. Thank you to our audience.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Enjoy.
Adios.